Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, another great year in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And let us hope it is a great year. By the way, it is only less than 2 weeks away from the beginning of the actual presidential balloting process. Well, people won't be casting ballots, but they'll be coming to caucuses in Iowa. That's on January 15th, and then 8 days after that, boom, it's the New Hampshire primary. Nikki Haley trying to make up for her stumble over the Civil War and doing a better job of it. President Trump riding high, way ahead in the polls, trying to make sure that his people know how to come out and caucus. And speaking of caucuses, they got together and caucused at the Harvard Corporation, which is the governing body of that august institution, and boom, goes the dynamite. Claudine Gay, the president of the university, is resigned. She was asked to resign, and not because of what she did in her congressional testimony, saying that it depended on what context people said that they should commit genocide against Jews. That all was a question of context. No, this is a question of plagiarism. But there's an attempt on CNN to try to explain it on behalf of Claudine Gay. Who should be the next president of Harvard? There are a lot of Harvard graduates out there. There are people who are rallying to the idea of Ted Cruz as the president of Harvard. He went to Princeton as an undergraduate, but he has a Harvard law degree. There are many others. If you have any suggestions, you can call us at 1-800-955-1776. Not only is it the end of Claudine Gay's shortest ever tenure as a president of the nation's oldest university, she has the shortest tenure in 388 years of history. But somebody else had a termination of his career, someone far less worthy of any kind of respectful attention than Claudine Gay, one of the leading terrorists of Hamas, killed in an explosion in Beirut, as is traditionally the habit. The Israeli military is not saying anything about this operation, but it is widely to believed to be part of the determination by the Israeli government to eliminate the top leadership of Hamas, and a big part. Saleh al-Aruri was one of the founders of the Hamas military wing that committed the hideous and torture-like murders of some 1,200 Israelis on October 7th. We'll also talk about reports that Israel is reconfiguring its forces, maybe bringing some troops home, which is good news for the families that are awaiting their return, and pursuing a more pinpoint kind of strategy. There's also new signs of Israel maybe, just maybe, coming together. And that includes, in fact, the 2 million Arab Israeli citizens. We will get to some surprising news on that list. And speaking of surprising news, Barack Obama wins a poll, but it's not one that he wanted to win. It's a poll that is publicized in the Washington Times, well, about the most overrated political figures. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show, and we'll be talking to Megan McArdle of the Washington Post, who has done a piece, and she is sympathetic to the pro-life point of view, but she is talking about what she believes is the missing ingredient right now for the people who want to work against abortions, who want to see fewer babies, fewer pregnancies terminated. What they need most is flexibility, she says. What does she mean exactly? We'll speak to her a little bit later in this show. First up, the MSNBC was one of the outlets that initially broke the news about Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, resigning from her post. This is the way it was covered. Clip 14.
In a new letter, President Claudine Gay says she will resign. Provost Alan Gerber will be serving as interim president. He is an economist as well as a physician. This comes as Claudine Gay has faced allegations of plagiarism and a lot of criticism over her response to anti-Semitism on the campus there in Cambridge. So what did she say in her letter?
Well, we just got this letter, Alex, and I'm going to read a little bit to you of what it says here, because I'm looking at it along with you. It says, this is not a decision I came to easily. Indeed, it has been difficult beyond words because I have looked forward to working with so many of you to advance the commitment to academic excellence that has propelled the great university across centuries. But after consultation with members of the corporation, it has become clear that it is in the best interest of Harvard for me to resign so that our community can navigate this moment of extraordinary challenge with a focus and on the institution rather than any individual.
Okay, and then there was further explanation offered by another sympathetic reporter, this one from CNN. Reporter Matt Egan was trying to make it clear that she was not accused of stealing anyone's ideas in any of her writings, like her PhD dissertation. She has her PhD from Harvard. But if you're not stealing somebody else's ideas, then what's the meaning of plagiarism? Here's the somewhat tortured explanation by Matt Egan on CNN, clip 18.
We should note that these plagiarism allegations, where Claudine Gay has had to issue corrections, multiple corrections. Now, we should note that Claudine Gay has not been accused of stealing anyone's ideas in any of her writings. She's been accused of sort of more like copying other people's writings without attribution. So it's been more sloppy attribution than stealing anyone's ideas.
Okay, what's the difference between sloppy attribution and stealing someone's ideas? I mean, people probably know this already, but it's still stunning. The acknowledgments section of any book, and having done 14 books myself, you always look forward to doing the acknowledgments at the end, where you talk to about the people who helped you. And what's amazing here is she plagiarized the acknowledgments. I mean, and if that isn't stealing somebody else's ideas, that's like stealing somebody else's life to list the acknowledgments that somebody else had written in a very different book. But in any event, Claudine Gay will, I'm sure, have a big career as a television commentator or someone on speaking tour or more. She has a very interesting background, and she's a very bright and brilliant woman. She is the daughter of Haitian immigrants who were very upwardly mobile after they came to the United States, acting with educations in medicine and law. And she actually went to prep school, not public high school. She went to Phillips Academy, Exeter, which is one of the oldest and most prestigious prep schools in the country. Good luck to her. Rockstar Greg Tomlin put on my computer who might be her successor. Should we suggest this Harvard graduate? He's tanned, rested, and ready. Ha ha. And right there is a very smiling, jovial photograph of Ted Cruz, who did go to Princeton as an undergraduate and then Harvard Law School. Barack Obama, who went to Columbia undergraduate and also went to Harvard Law School. Can you imagine Harvard picking Barack Obama? Would he take the job? Being a university president is a obviously very prestigious, well-paying job. without any of the, quote, dire life and death responsibilities of the White House. We'll continue about some of those responsibilities and campaigns for that White House coming up on The Medved Show.
I think that this is an interesting thing to ponder.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Michael Medved Show. I hope you had a wonderful new year. Certainly people in the Seattle area had a fairly glorious New Year because of that exciting game that took place at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, where the Washington Huskies advanced to the national championship. Yeah, despite the fact that the Texas Longhorns were favored in a game literally that didn't get settled until the final play. And what an experience, and what an exaltation. And meanwhile, there were also pro-Hamas demonstrators who, of course, wanted to celebrate New Year's. They came to Seattle Center to chant some familiar phrases before the Space Needle erupted in the fireworks at midnight. And just so you get a little bit of flavor, these hardworking and sincere, no doubt, demonstrators, pro-Hamas demonstrators, they sounded like this, clip 16. Okay, there they are. They a step was made in the ongoing struggle, and it is a struggle. The Wall Street Journal writes the following: a top Hamas leader was killed today. It was actually early this evening, but in Middle East time, by a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. According to two Lebanese security officials, raising the specter of further escalation in Israel's war against Palestinian militants, why don't they say terrorists, but they say militants in the Gaza Strip, the blast killed Saleh al-Aruri, a founder of the Hamas military wing and one of its top political leaders, and at least three other people. Hamas confirmed Aruri's death in a statement. The Israeli military declined to comment on the explosion. He was a senior Hamas leader, and they report that this is a significant development. Israeli intelligence has been trying to eliminate al-Aruri for years. And the United States, yes, our country, had a $5 million bounty on his capture or removal. He is a deputy political leader for Hamas and one of the founders of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the same military wing, so-called, of Hamas that conducted their program of murders, rapes, tortures, hostage-taking on October 7th. The United States has listed al-Aruri as a designated global terrorist since 2015. In 2014, al-Aruri was the Hamas leader who announced that three Israeli teenagers, including a dual U.S. national, were kidnapped and killed. That was in the West Bank. He referred to the murders as heroic. Amazing. He asked about al-Aruri again. He was one of the most high-profile Hamas leaders and was close to Iran. Will this make a wider war more probable? They spoke at the Wall Street Journal to Paul Salem, who is president of the Middle East Institute, which is a Washington think tank. He said, while it certainly ratchets up risk and tension a few notches, I still think it is not something that will push Hezbollah into full scale or major escalation. Given that this was an attack on a Palestinian leader and not a Hezbollah leader, it's difficult to take them to war for the killing of somebody else. Meanwhile, there's a piece in the New York Times and a big piece which is particularly relevant today, even though this piece was written and researched a couple of days ago. Today, the big news in Israel is that the Supreme Court ruled in an 8-7 judgment, first time ever that they've had all 15 justices on the Israeli Supreme Court vote on the same issue. And what they voted to do was that controversial, quote, Supreme Court reform that would have taken away some of the court's power. That was on the docket, because the way it works is, with no written constitution, the court can make a finding that something is unreasonable, that a given piece of legislation is unreasonable, and then strike it down. And the law that Netanyahu and his right-wing coalition had been pushing to enact was one that would have taken some of the power away from the Supreme Court, added a legislative approval into the appointment of court members, the way it's been working up till now in the whole history of Israel, 75 years, is that the members of the Supreme Court select their own future members. And that all would have changed. Well, again, that law will not be enacted. And by the way, the Prime Minister has said, in the middle of a war, he's not going to contest the Supreme Court decision. So he's acknowledging the decision for the Supreme Court to protect itself. But there's also a piece that in the New York Times, and it's a good piece by Patrick Kingsley, with the headline, October 7th is forcing Israelis to rethink their identity. Attack has shaken belief in a sanctuary, but also unified a divided people. And what it points out is that across religious and political divides, Israelis are coming together with what the Hamas-led terrorist attack has meant for Israel as a state, for Israel as a society, and for its citizens as individuals. Just as Israel's failures in the 1973 Arab-Israeli War, the Yom Kippur War, ultimately upended its political and cultural life, the October 7th assault and its aftershocks are expected to reshape Israel for years to come. And one of the things that they take a look at is two groups that have been outside the mainstream, you could say. And one group is Arab Israeli citizens, which are 2 million out of the 9.5 million people who live in Israel. And they did a poll, the Israel Democracy Institute, where they asked Arab Israelis, do you consider yourself primarily an Israeli, or Arab, Palestinian, or something else? 70%. 70% of Israeli Arab citizens, it's some 2 million people, 70% said they consider themselves primarily Israelis. That's very encouraging. There's other news about the so-called ultra-Orthodox rushing to serve in the military. That's a very big reversal. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News update. The death toll after the earthquakes in Japan has risen to 48 as people there continue to take shelter on high ground. At the same time, we're learning Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries from this. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 4.1. The truck driver involved in the head-on collision that killed Dixie Chicks founding member Laura Lynch could be facing criminal charges. A sergeant with the Texas Department of Public Safety told TMZ they're awaiting results of drug and alcohol tests that were taken of the truck driver. Investigators say the driver got into Lynch's lane while attempting to pass two vehicles. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Oh, Michael, you drive me nuts.
Michael Medved.
Well, something that may be driving people nuts or at least be a minor irritant, and I hope it's no more than that, is the difficulty in finding the show today. Because with the new year, we have a new availability of this broadcast. You've obviously figured this out if you're listening to this in some format right now. The easiest way to figure out where to find the show, how to find the show, and this will be a very solid means in the future. It's not going to change at any time in the next couple of years, frankly, God willing. The subscribe to stream the show live at michaelmedved.com. Just go to michaelmedved.com. You can become a medhead, and you can receive on-demand access to ad-free archives, the Daily Show podcast, or stream the show live, as you probably are doing right now. Again, just go to michaelmedved.com. And it will give you, make it very easy for you to find our show, which continues to be broadcast in some two dozen affiliates across the country. And the best possible deal is to become a MedHead Plus member. And what that does for you is it gives you not only access to the daily podcast of this show's live broadcast, either live or on demand as a ad-free podcast, or it also provides you, as a Manhood Plus member, access to any of our history programs, like the ones we played on New Year's Day or on Christmas Day. But there's more. It's much more than 100 hours of broadcasting, which will provide particularly important background on the Middle East conflict to fulfill your interest. Again, part of what you get, and that's free for all MedHead Plus members. Speaking of Middle East and the background and the story that I was just telling you, which is pretty amazing, about the New York Times reporting that 70% of Arab Israelis now say they feel part of the state of Israel, according to a poll in November, right after the October 7th attacks, by the Israel Democracy Institute, a Jerusalem-based research group. The rating of 70% of Arab Israelis saying they feel part of the state of Israel, that's 22 points higher than in June, before the attack by Hamas. And it's the highest proportion since the group began polling on the question 20 years ago. And some Arab Israelis feel a competing emotion beyond the sympathy they feel for people in Gaza. And the competing emotion is a greater sense of belonging in Israel. Scores of Arabs were killed or kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th. Bestowing their communities with a greater sense of solidarity with Jewish Israelis. If I were given two options, Hamas or Israel, I would choose Israel without thinking twice, said Bashir Ziadna, an Arab-Israeli law student. Several members of Mr. Ziadna's family were killed and abducted by Hamas in the attacks. The other thing that has changed, and it's really very dramatic, because one of the other divisions that people heard about in Israel before the attack was the resentment that many Israelis felt for the group called Haredim, which means, is usually translated as ultra-Orthodox, and they are a minority of the Orthodox population in Israel, where the great majority of Orthodox people serve in the army and are very proud to serve in the army, in fact are very prominent in the officer corps. But the Haredim for years have had a military exemption where they can study rabbinics at seminaries, and again, during the Vietnam War, one of the things that happened was people who were trying to avoid military service, you could go to a Christian or Jewish or Islamic seminary and study for a being a religious leader, and you were as a draft exemption, and that was also the case in Israel. But what they are reporting is that now there is a very big difference. And they do a portrait of this young man named Aryeh Traeger, Sager, who is a bus driver from Jerusalem. He embodies some of these shifts. In 2000, Mr. Traeger became one of the tiny minority of ultra-Orthodox Israelis to serve as a military conscript. At the time, he felt ostracized by his own community. Joining the army was something unacceptable, Mr. Tsager said. Ultra-Orthodox Jews known as Haredim are exempt from service so they can study Jewish law and scripture at government-subsidized seminaries. For decades, they have fought to preserve the exemption, rankling secular Israelis, since it allows the Haredim to benefit from the public purse while doing little to protect the nation. After October 7th, when he rushed to rejoin the military, Mr. Tsager said he felt welcomed by Haredim. Friends congratulated him. A Haredi rabbi gave him a special blessing, and several Haredi synagogues asked him if he could attend their Sabbath prayers with his gun. fearing more terrorist attacks, the congregations wanted his protection. That's a big change, said Mr. Tsager. They want me there. Mr. Tsager is among the more than 2,000 Haredim who sought to join the military immediately in the days right after the October 7th, according to military statistics. And again, this is one sign of people coming together. Is there any chance that Republicans are going to come together after the Iowa caucuses and less than 2 weeks from today? There's a piece in the journal, DeSantis bets on Iowa to keep his campaign afloat. And basically what he needs to do is to finish second in Iowa. Nobody thinks that DeSantis is going to catch Trump. He may end up finishing third behind Nikki Haley, which could be a devastating blow to his campaign, which is one of the reasons I think he's been so tough on her on this Civil War issue. Haley's campaign said she is in a strong position in several early states. If DeSantis doesn't win Iowa, Olivia Perez-Cubas, a campaign spokeswoman for Nikki Haley, if DeSantis doesn't win Iowa, there's no rationale for him to move on. Haley said, and the upper political action, super political action committee backing her, have close to $4.6 million in advertising booked for Iowa between January 1st and the caucuses, compared with only $1.7 million, half as much, less than, for DeSantis and his allied groups. The totals, which can be fluid as buys are placed and retracted, shows Trump has less than $1 million booked during the period. But given the scope of his lead, he doesn't seem to need it. Political analysts note that the winners of 2008, 2012, and 2016 caucuses, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, and Ted Cruz, respectively, all failed to secure the Republican nomination. DeSantis' campaign has followed a strategy that has carried past Republican presidential candidates to victory in Iowa, including visits to each of the state's 99 counties and the endorsement of evangelical leader Bob Vander Plaats. More on the ongoing presidential race coming up on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
Out of your mind! Are you insane?
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, You learn a lot.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And on the Michael Medved Show, as we get closer and closer to the Iowa caucuses, and then 8 days later, the New Hampshire primary, Chris Sununu, who's been a frequent guest on the show, I'm proud to say, he's really one of the best governors in recent American history. I mean, somebody who was voted by Reason magazine the most fiscally responsible governor, and this is in multiple terms that he served in New Hampshire. In any event, the guy is solid and he's brilliant and he's somebody for the Republican Party future. And in New Hampshire, Governor Sununu just suggested that former Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who was a personal friend of Chris Sununu's because they were governors at the same time, Chris Sununu suggested that Chris Christie should suspend his campaign, giving former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley a clear path against Donald Trump. While Haley is behind Trump in most New Hampshire polls, some of these surveys indicate that she could defeat the former president if all of Christie's supporters, who come to about 15% in New Hampshire, if all of Christie's supporters backed her instead. Other news from the campaign trail. Venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy, who I think it'll come as no shock to anyone, not my favorite candidate, but Ramaswamy and his presidential campaign have stopped spending money on television ads. Is that a question of not throwing good money after bad? I mean, he does not have any TV ad reservations booked, according to his campaign and data from an ad tracking firm. As recently as the first full week of December, the GOP Entrepreneurs campaign spent more than $200,000 on TV ads. Last week, it spent just $6,000 on ads, all of it on TV. Figures from the firm Ad Impact show. I know that he had some support in Iowa. I believe the last poll he had 5-6%, something like that. But that could make a difference. And I know that Ron DeSantis was aiming at picking up some of that Vivek Ramaswamy support, because he's not going to win the primary or the nomination or the vice presidency, which people have talked about. I think any of that is unlikely. And frankly, the indication seems to be that a lot of the people who had bought into Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign are likely to go over to Trump. It's also seems to me extremely likely that when he eventually ends his campaign, which he's been funding largely himself, he's a very wealthy individual at 38 years old. In any event, it also seems likely to me that he will endorse Trump at some point and then get a prominent position in a new Trump administration, and who knows, maybe the vice presidency. I think the main reason that President Trump would be drawn to getting Vivek Ramaswamy on the ticket is the prospect of seeing Ramaswamy debating Kamala Harris. Which, given the fact how he managed to go after Nikki Haley and annoy her greatly, so she said that, mumbled that he was scum on the air. But provoking that kind of reaction from the Vice President of the United States, well, stranger things have happened. Meanwhile, when it comes to strange things, there is this attempt which is picking up some steam. It is now two states, Maine and Colorado, that have blocked Donald Trump's name from appearing on the ballot. There is a tremendous piece. It's just a beautiful piece of legal writing by Bill Barr, the former Attorney General of the United States. And remember, he was Attorney General twice. He was Attorney General under President George Herbert Walker Bush back in very early 1990s. And then he was, of course, the Attorney General in the last couple of years of the Trump administration. And he has a column that is extremely important and I think very persuasive. And basically it takes a look at the argument for keeping Donald Trump off the ballot. And the title of the piece is Bill Barr, I oppose Trump and oppose any efforts to ban him from the ballot. In other words, he's saying he doesn't think Trump should be elected, but he points out that the wrong way to defeat his election is to try to keep him away from the ballot. That actually will only strengthen his campaign and his sense of victimhood. A number of other states, writes Bill Barr, including Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, New Mexico, and New York, are considering taking the same step. Now, of those, Arizona's a crucial swing state. I guess you could say that there is a chance that New Mexico and Oregon and Nevada could be swing states, but they're all leaning heavily Democratic. But taking them off the ballot in some states and leaving them on the ballot in others is a very unhealthy situation. Bill Barr writes, I am firmly opposed to Trump's candidacy. While I think it is critical the Biden administration be beaten at the polls, Trump is not the answer. He is not capable of winning the decisive victory Republicans need to advance conservative principles. And his truculent, petty, and toxic persona, unconstrained by any need to face the voters again, will damage the country. But I believe that the efforts to knock him off the ballot, writes the former attorney general, are legally untenable, politically counterproductive, and, most ominously, destructive of our political order. The Supreme Court needs to act swiftly to strike down these foolish decisions. As a legal matter, states do not have the power to enforce the disqualification provision of the 14th Amendment by using their own ad hoc procedures to find that an individual is engaged in an insurrection. If the Justice Department, in pursuing its criminal case, had found that Trump had engaged in insurrection, it would be another story. but it has not. In fact, he's facing a trial with the prosecutor, Jack Smith. He's facing a trial about basically whether or not he was involved and can be blamed for an insurrection. And Bill Barr writes that these provisions in the 14th Amendment, Section 3, would be easy to apply if the person in question was already convicted of engaging in insurrection or rebellion. But how is it to be applied to someone, in this case, Trump, who has not been tried in court or found guilty of such acts? Obviously, there has to be a fair fact-finding procedure before someone can be branded an insurrectionist. But what could that process be? The 14th Amendment is silent on this. The terms insurrection and engaging are mushy. When does a public disturbance become an insurrection, and when does an individual's level of involvement amount to engagement? What is the standard of proof required? Is it evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, which is what would be required to convict someone for the crime of insurrection, or mere preponderance of the evidence? Does the accused have the right to cross-examine witnesses and to compel witnesses to testify? Does the accused have the right to a jury? Or can a single judge or election official make the final ruling? And then what Bill Barr does is he goes and looks at some of the legislative history. Was the year after the amendment was passed, the then Chief Justice of the United States, Salmon Portland Chase of Ohio, presided over a seminal case in Re Griffin, where they determined that it was Congress and not the states that got to decide how individuals are disqualified from office under the 14th Amendment. Therefore, unlike some of the other legal experts that we have had on the air here on the Medved Show, like Akhil Reed Amar of Yale Law School, Bill Barr, former Attorney General, thinks there is no chance that the disqualification of Trump on the ballots in Colorado or Maine will hold up. What about the Dobbs decision and abortion in this election? We'll be talking to Megan McArdle of Washington Post about how the pro-life forces can mobilize more effectively in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.